Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, people that know me all say the same thing, and that is that I am the worst dancer in the world, and they actually do mean the entire planet. But, you know, when I'm dancing, that's not how I see it. When I crank up the music track and that music starts to hit me to the core of my bones, man, to my very soul, and I start blowing and throwing, oh, man. Now, I might not be doing anything that's recognizable to them, but to me, I'm in it. And I don't even see them. They aren't really there. No, not when I'm hyped like that. They are, they're invisible. And I call that my invisible dance party. So I think that's how I'm going to start this show. I want you all to join me. So when you hear the music, wherever you are, if you're behind the desk, behind the wheel, in a classroom, or walking down the street, go ahead and do your thing. And everybody, just get your best dance moves on, because we're about to open up the window here with our invisible dance party here on the TCT Artists Exchange.
For some reason, your love keeps on coming like a thunderbolt.
Yeah, there seems to be this wave going on, this exodus of people wanting to trace their family heritage and their family background.
If people got together and start, instead of doing that family history thing, you know, which is cool, he said he just started having, just like we were talking about.
Oh, you're talking about Ancestry.com?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, here's the thing about that, right? I'm going to tell you real quick, man. I don't understand. And this is for all people around the world, America and otherwise. Basically, you want to find out, these people that go to Ancestry, they want to find out as much as they can about how far their family history goes
back. Right, right.
Okay?
Right.
Here's the thing. Let's cut to the chase. Okay, everybody's family history goes back to this guy named Adam and this woman named Eve. There you go. Just save you $600 right there. Okay, let's keep it moving. Bottom line is, you know, regardless of where we all come from, regardless of where we're all at, the one thing is for sure, we're all going to end up the same place, in the ground.
He said, Adam and Eve. Save $600.
That's it, man. That's, your family lineage has to go back to that. Okay. Ancestry's not going to tell you that right off the cuff because then you'll be done checking.
Same time you called me, I have James Brown on my phone and my radio was really loud and it came to Bluetooth and it scared the crap out of me that I hit a curve.
Get out, really?
I just hit a curve. I did.
So who was more who was more scary, me or James?
I didn't even get a chance to see who was calling. It was just, it came through so loud because I had my radio up. Yeah, it's all right though.
Well,
that's a woman thing. It's not the first curve and it won't be the last curve I hit.
Oh, my gosh. Be careful. You got me choking here. I did not expect that. Wow. That fills in the blank of, hey, how are you doing? My gosh. How are you?
I am I've been good. I can honestly say I've been good.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I'm trying to get the call in because somebody obviously shot down my drone, so I couldn't see. But, yeah.
But
oh, boom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'll be knocking on your neighbor's doors. You're driving right now?
I'm literally just getting ready to close myself,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're looking for another curb. But once you get proficient enough at that, you start looking for elderly grandmothers at a crossing. just be careful.
Poodles next
online. Oh, my God. Then you move up to kids on skateboards.
I thought we were going for baby carriages next.
Oh, my God. Hey, you got to draw the, you got to have boundaries. You got to draw the lines.
Baby carriages is the boundary,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, baby carriages are out. How's JoJo doing with this?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's a production.
He's doing good. He has rehearsal tomorrow night. He does rehearsal Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Now, how is he accepting all this? Is he getting a big
head? He actually loves it. He loves going. I told him, I was like, don't go there and feel like you can't really be yourself. I was like, it's a lot of kids that don't know what they're doing, and some of them are kids that have been doing it for some time. So I said, you know, he's now got a couple friends that he's hanging out with. He's not hanging, because, you know, they can't be that cool.
You're right.
But, right. Yeah, and I'm able to watch him on camera, like, not during the shows, but, like, they'll upload, like, every 2 weeks they'll upload what the rehearsals are looking like,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Just so you know what's going on with your kid and how far along they are, you know what I mean?
So after rehearsals, yeah. He's not getting a big head coming out with his own cape and chair, director's chair.
Did get, but, you know, it's funny, he was supposed to be part of the ensemble. He actually got asked to be the Apple vendor that's in Aladdin. The Apple vendor is the
So he's got a role now. He's got an actual role.
So when he said it to me, I was like, what do you mean? I was like, you're going to take apples and bend them with a B, because I didn't hear the V. I heard the B. And I was like, what are you, dancing with apples? So I was like, oh, that's great. He goes, yeah, they're going to have a booth and everything. I was like, you have a booth to apple bend? And he looks at me and goes, what?
Oh, we can turn that into his own sitcom.
Seriously. Yes. He was like, apple bender? I said, oh.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, they gave me a couple lines. Oh, man, he's so excited.
The next Tom Cruise. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I said. I was like, you never know. I said, or you could be working in the background in production. You never know.
Hey, man, we're looking for Mission Impossible 18 out of him. Okay. So that's what's going on. We got to sign him up to Paramount and the whole nine yards. So, okay, good deal. I'm so glad for that. I'm going to send you, since you are driving and you don't mind hitting things.
I just pulled up.
Oh, you're at home?
No.
Okay, well, you put up the way you
are. I'm just going to leave it at
home. Okay, tell me no secrets. I won't tell you any lies. Not too long ago, I had the great opportunity to speak with an inspiring and very gifted young rapper by the name of Nick Chang. And Nick spoke very candidly, not only about his inspiration and creative process, but also about some of the struggles that he's had to project his sound and his music. Success didn't come easy for Nick, but his hard work and dedication to his art form pushed him over the top. And here's that interview. It's good to hear your voice, man.
You too. How you been doing?
Everything's good. Everything's good. How about with you?
Honestly, really good. as far as that project I just put out, I'm actually promoting it now. So,
Well, this is perfect timing then, because I've actually got you on the podcast, the TCT Artist Exchange, currently right now, man, to talk about your music, man. That's how it happens. We just kind of pop up, And we talk to artists about their projects and what's going on, and we keep it fresh by the spontaneous thing, man. So talk to me about your project, man, and what's going on.
Well, it's called The Bad Guy, just because as far as, like, my life, I really do try to be a good person, but I find the people who impact me the most, like, the times where they don't see me the best, it kind of kills me. So even though I don't mean for these things to happen, it's kind of like, you know what? I can't seem to satisfy. Let me just do me and embrace myself, because at the end of the day, I know I'm not a bad person.
There you go. So, there you go.
Yeah. Okay.
So it has more to do with the that innermost vibe that's in you and the reflection of the world upon it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, so how's the project going? Talk to me about the pieces of the project and how you're putting it together.
Really, really good. Honestly, I did one more song than the last annual project I did, and just kind of find myself rapping, but it's more in sense of event. Of the trials and tribulations I've gone through, as far as, you know what I'm saying, moving left and right, you know what I'm saying, losing past friends. And honestly, I do it in every project, but staying rooted under God through temptations and sin and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. So this is a reflection of your journey.
Exactly. Everyone, every single project.
Okay, so talk to us about your journey, man, and where the evolution of your journey, where it started and where it's at now, and what you had to do to find yourself in your music, man, and your message and your vision.
Well, back then I was all gospel, and then I was talking about love because I was all in love and stuff, and it just, you know, as you grow up, it turned into, you know, heartbreak and, like I said, trials. And I just found myself making darker and darker music. And so I took that as far as the journey, and I'm trying to turn it to power. So all these things, from the anxiety to the anger to the pain, I'm using that as power to move on. And I know that's kind of complicated, but like in the song Trapped in the Booth, I'm explaining everything that I've gone through over, like you said, from where it started. I started rapping at 16, the last 7 years, and I'm begging God to help me escape that. You know what I'm saying? That's the goal, you know what I'm saying? To get to not necessarily the good life, but the good season. And I feel like you can hear that in all my songs, because I'm either letting go or I'm reaching out to new things.
All right. And how many songs are on this new project?
Eight
songs, and they're all reflection of this new phase of your journey, or examination of that journey, that travel from 7 years ago to now. And yeah, I guess what's ahead, right?
Yes, sir. And I will say, for the most part, as I did say, I started rapping back in high school, and I do have some fun on the project. I have a song called Saved by the Bell, and it just kind of goes back to me and my high school days. And you know what I'm saying? Being around girls and your homies, and you know what I'm saying? You know, not really worried about tomorrow.
Gotcha. All the cool, fun stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I guess what you're saying is that there's some upbeat stuff on there, you know, some fruitful stuff, some emotional stuff that's deep and hard.
Complete versatility.
Gotcha, man. Well, you know, you sound great. You sound up. You sound like you're all for your project. You're putting the work in, man. You've been at it 7 years.
Yes, sir.
And you've tasted it from a lot of different ends, man. So how is that emotional cauldron in you? Are you hungry for it, or you're knowing that what you have and what you bring to the table is can you be a mainstream brand? I guess is what I'm asking.
I do believe I can, because opposed to the beginning, I'm not as shy anymore. Like, I want them to hear my voice. I want them to know what I'm talking about, because I'm not bringing anything that's not worth talking about to the table. Everything that I say is either versatile or you can relate to it. Someone can relate to it. It's medicine to somebody.
There you go. So it's healing, it's fixing, it's real.
Exactly.
Well, yes, tell sir. Us all, you know, where we can find your music, where we can hear you, where we can go for that relief, man, to attack our anxiety through your music. Where can we go to listen to your stuff?
Oh, yeah. First and foremost, you can go to Spotify and iTunes, Apple Music. On my link on my Instagram, it'll take you straight through DistroKid and even Deezer. You can get it on Deezer.
All right. Tell us what we're looking for, man. Tell us what we're looking for when we go search for it.
And you just put in Amen True 8, AmenTrue, and the number 8.
Okay.
And from projects that I started out with, Anti-Emotions, Chronicles, and then you'll see The Bad Guy, which is my newest one. And everything, like I said, from hip-hop to gospel to pop to heartbreak, to love, it's all in there, and it's just coming from my heart.
Wow, how cool, man. It's exciting for me because, you know, Nick, we go way back, man.
Yeah.
we're not going to talk about how far we go back because we already know. It is truly gratifying, man, to see that you embrace this, and this is what you're going to do, man, and put your heart into it. I sense that you know the meaning or what it means to put the work in, and you're embracing that too, man. So I'm so
started producing by myself.
There you go, man. Proud of you. And the thing that has always impacted me about your music and your sound and your vision is that you're a true lyricist. You know, you believe in your words, and you are very careful to know that your words are impactful. So you phrase them, your phraseology and your scope and how you direct and drive it is impressive, man. I don't want to put you on the spot, but you take any one of your songs and right now just give us a couple of lyrics, man, so everybody can know how impactful your thoughts are and your vision is. Yeah, can you give us something, man? Just a little bit of your chops.
You want
here.
Something off the top?
Yeah, something off the top, man. Something right off the top.
Okay.
Or something in the bag, man. Just something sweet in the bag.
I got you. Here we go. Look at society and tell me what you see. Some see utopia. Some see things like police brutality. Society can tell the difference between snakes and enemies, but I guess life is what it is. I guess life is just bittersweet. Living like this, nobody ever wins. Never thought I'd see the fellow Christian take a day to celebrate with him a deadly sin. God forgive them, for they know not what they do. I don't know me, but they do, so I just leave it up to you.
There you go. That's my man. Hey, he already told y'all where to find it. Y'all go look for it. Y'all go listen to it.
Yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate you. Much love, man. Much love.
You too. You already know.
Wow, we want to thank Nick Chambers for stopping by and kind of letting us in on some of his creative process, man. Keep on doing your thing, Nick. And we want to thank you all for joining us for our Invisible Dance Party today. I know you're all throwing down. We want to close out with the young bass player, a young lady by the name of Kinga Glick. I don't know about you, but I'm going to dance this one out. See you next time on the TCT Artist Exchange.